This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Everybody, Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about, well, fishing, hunting, and firearms ownership, and the great outdoors, of course. What, Brian, you were expecting something to say something else? Well, that's what we talk about. Guess what, folks? You're running the show today, and I hope you do. I hope you start calling right away and call all the way through to the end so we can have conversations about whatever you're interested in. And because I've got no guest, there will not be a guest joining us today. So it's you and me. And my show prep today consisted of waking up this morning and coming in. That's how much preparation we've done. So you may begin calling anytime. The number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, and we're more than glad to hear from you. If you're outside the local Baltimore dialing area, your phone number is 1-800-WCBM-680, same as the 410 number, 1-800-922-6680. So we're lines are wide open. And nobody's in front of you at the moment, so just give us a call here, and we'll be more than glad to take your call, whatever interests you. Crabbing, fishing, what's going on? Maybe you can help me make a good show today. That would be nice. So here we are. The Maryland Loves Crabs magazine is out. Yes, I know it's been long anticipated by a number of people, so we're starting to put that out. It just arrived yesterday from the printer. We were held up a day or two extra from what we were supposed to be, but here we are. It's out on some of our sponsors have it, so we can go from there. There's Crabber Ron in Sykesville. Good morning, Crabber Ron. How are you?
Alan, there ain't no damn crabs out here in Sykesville.
No, there aren't.
No. Well, I guess there are if you go to the right spot, but I don't want to get into that.
All right.
What's happened with the crabbing? I heard it a little slow.
Well, it has been, but it just this week it started to pick up again. I think once we get into a warm weather pattern, you know, we've had cold front after cold front after cold front after rain after rain after rain. And what we heard yesterday, and I was in 20-some different crab locations, sporting goods stores, wholesalers, retailers, that it started to pick up. The prices have started to come down. Even the crabs that are coming in from North Carolina are that market has opened up pretty well. We heard that there are Southern Maryland crabbers who have abundance of crabs. We heard the picking houses are overrun with crabs. So I guess it's starting. It's starting. One fellow said to me, now all we have to do is get the consumer back in the crab, you know, into buying crabs again because the prices are really good. So I guess that's good.
Well, I'm a consumer.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
I sold my crabbing boot about 3 years ago, and daggone, I got kind of missing it. And I turned around and bought another crab boat and had to buy all my crab nets and everything again.
Yeah, well,
I bought everything. You know.
You know what? If you like something, you like something. You know,
that's it.
Yeah.
So, but I was just wondering what's going on with them.
Yeah, I think anybody that gets out there from now on is going to be pretty pleased. You know.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, I mean this next shed. I don't know when the next full moon is. I'll have to Google that or something, but the next full moon and the next shed, you'll see some pretty big crabs here in August and September and October, no question about it.
I had some good crab, salt crabs the other day. I ain't going to have to pay $9 a piece for them.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, the soft crab, you know, we have a sponsor here, NBS Seafood. He filters his own water. He sheds his own crabs. I've been to his place that he sheds his crabs. He mixes his own salt water. And I'll tell you what, you see a crab back out of a shell, and he hands it to you, and you take that sucker and fry it up that day. You've got some good eating right there.
Where's he at, Alan? I heard you advertise.
NBS is down on Ritchie Highway, right off 97. You can get there. How do I explain it? If you get off 97 going south, it's Aviation Boulevard. So you got to, you know, you get off and you go past, I think it's a Royal Farms or 7-Eleven there on the right-hand side, and you make a left out towards Ritchie Highway, and then you make a right on Ritchie. That's how you get there going southbound. But he's right there beside the RV place. And, you know, just a little roadside stand. He's got the little white van sitting out there called the Crab Cab, and he's good to go. He's got live crabs too. He's got connections. Well, he crabs himself, and he's got Bill is his name, and he's got connections with crabbers and pound netters and that type of thing. So,
well, I have to give him a try.
Yep.
Go down and maybe buy a dozen of them and put them in the freezer.
There you go.
All right, Alan. Good talking to you.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Bye bye.
See you, Ron. Bye bye. Ross in Pasadena. How are you this morning, Ross?
I'm pretty good, Alan. I talked to you last week, as a matter of fact, about crabs, and I found some on Ritchie Highway, a truck parked on the side.
Ross?
Yes?
Do me a favor.
Yes?
When we're talking about a business that's not our sponsor, let's be real generic about it, okay?
Okay.
All right, just say a roadside truck. You don't have to say where or anything.
No. I didn't plan to.
That's okay.
Yeah, I was just going to say a truck. As a matter of fact, I didn't want to give the location out.
That's all right. Anyway, but what happened?
Basically, the fellow selling the crabs, they range from 35 to a dozen, 35, 45, 55, and 65.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought a dozen of the 65 crabs,
mm-hmm.
and they were the biggest. The best, the sweetest crabs that my wife has had and I in about 4 or 5 years.
Well worth the money, huh?
And yes, well worth the money. As a matter of fact, he gave us 14.
Yeah. Now, do you know if these were Maryland crabs or not?
Yes, as a matter of fact, they were from the Chester River.
Oh yeah, Chester River.
And all of his crabs, I've been going to him. I live on the water, but rather than try to crab, you know, crab a day or something, I just buy them.
Yeah.
And I've been going to him for 4 or 5 years, and he's a great guy. He has plenty of, but his crabs are exclusively from the Chester River, and I couldn't believe that. And they're always good, but the last ones, they were massive. They were like the old Wire River crabs from the 50s and 60s.
How big they were. You know, you give those crabs a chance and let them grow up a little bit, and we still have the capacity here for great crabbing in the Chesapeake Bay, you know?
Uh-huh.
We really do.
Right. They were so big that my usual crab pot for a dozen of number ones, I had to leave that downstairs and bring the big Jimmy crab pot up to put them in there.
So why don't you put your own pot overboard anymore?
Well, because like I said, I was putting mine over for the last 3 years, and I had to work it like a crab a day every once in a while, you know, and they weren't that big. So I said, well, you know, I do plan to put them out in September.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah. I plan to put those out, but I just, you know, gave up for a while.
Sure.
There's not much more fun than actually getting your own.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, we do have there's a frequently asked questions page on the DNR website, but we made it easier for people to pick up the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine, and we put those regulations in about Maryland Loves about recreational crab pots off your dock.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you knew this or not, but last year, on January 1st, 2014, you have to register your crab pot.
Right, I did that. I went down to Fishbones and Bud registers.
Yeah.
Registered them for me.
Yep. You have to register. Its registration is free. All they're trying to do is figure out how many people are putting pots overboard. And, you know, there's a management gap, as Brenda Davis explained last week, about between how many crabs recreational crabbers are harvesting and how many commercial guys are harvesting, because the commercial guys are on a report system, you know.
Right.
So they pretty much know what the commercial guys are doing, but the recreational folks just, you know, they just don't know how many crabs are coming out of the bay.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah, I'm on Gray's Creek right behind, right off the Magazine.
Right.
That's my location.
I got you.
So.
Yep.
Okay, well,
all right, well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Hey, and callers, keep on calling in. Don't let Alan hanging here for 2 hours or an hour and a half.
Well, I have to talk.
Yes, you do.
I just don't know if it'll make any sense, but that's okay.
No,
it's always great to talk to the folks and you know, share stuff with them. And I appreciate your call, Ross. Thank you.
We're waiting for you to slurp your coffee too.
Oh, are you waiting? Okay, hold on a minute. Wait. This goes out to Ross. Oh, boy, that's good.
That's it.
There you go. All right, buddy, thanks.
Okay, take care, bye.
Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Hey, of course you like to fish in Maryland if you're a fisherman. And winning prizes is another bonus that goes along with the Maryland Fishing Challenge. All you do is fish to win. There are 67 species across Maryland, from Garrett County to Ocean City, and everything in between. You can win cash and prizes for fishing in your favorite Maryland fishing spot. There is, in the Maryland Fishing Challenge this year, $25,000 in guaranteed cash prizes, including $6,000 in each of the three regions. That would be the non-tidal region, all the freshwater. That would be the Chesapeake Bay and all the tidal water, and that would be the Atlantic Ocean. That's $6,000 in each of those three regions or divisions, let's say. Now, if you become what is called a master angler, that means you catch an angler award fish in non-tidal, tidal, and Atlantic, you're registered automatically for another $2,000 in cash prize. And once you do receive your angler award and you attend the grand finale event in September at Sandy Point State Park, $5,000 in random cash drawings will be given away at the Maryland Fishing Challenge finale event. So there you go. And if you catch and keep invasive species of any size, you qualify for a special prize drawing, too. That's the Maryland Fishing Challenge. It's not the time to stay indoors. Go fish. www.dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries. Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, head to Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the mid-bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle, Pasadena. Hey, feed your dog what dogs used to feed themselves. Merrick Backcountry, the ancestral diet with grain-free, high-protein kibble and chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat. Backcountry is made in the USA for dogs who love exploring it. That's Merrick Backcountry. They love the wild as much as you do. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. Liner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early. And honey, you ain't gonna like it, 'cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown and green. She's the sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot. My baby looks good in camouflage.
Yeah. All right. You know, we haven't talked about this in a while, the fish eating restrictions, recommended fish eating restrictions from the Maryland Department of the Environment. They do have what's called the Fish Consumption Advisory on there, and it's very interesting as you go through here. It talks about the different types of fish that you would think might be safe to eat, but depending on, you know, where they come from, there are restrictions, and they tell you on some of these fish are recommended meals per month, okay? So, for example, the best eating fish in the world is the walleye, and they live in, you know, fresh water. They live in, number of areas here. They live in Liberty Reservoir and the Potomac River. So I'm looking at walleye here, okay, and it says Savage River. General population, women and children is how they rate these. And they have a little code there. An asterisk means mercury, and a little triangle means PCBs, and a plus sign means pesticide, and that means the contaminant. So we're looking at the species is walleye, the body of water, and then the recommended meals per month. So we've got walleye from the Savage River. In general, you can eat 7 meals a month. Women, 6 meals a month. And children, 4 meals a month. That's a lot of walleye, but, you know, I mean, people that live up there and fish for them will eat that many. Jennings Randolph Reservoir. General population, 4 meals a month. Women, 4 meals, and children, 2. Potomac River, Dam 4 to Dam 5, 4, 4, and 2. But you get to the Savage River Reservoir, and I don't know what this is or why this is. I haven't investigated. I'm just looking at this chart. They recommend that you only eat 1 meal every other month for both the general population and women, and children should avoid eating walleye out of the Savage River Reservoir. I wonder why that is. And then the Youghiogheny River Lake, Yauch Lake, up there in Pennsylvania-Maryland line, 2 meals per month for women, 2 meals a month for the general population, and 1 meal a month for children. I thought that was pretty interesting. You get to yellow perch, from the Bush River, 2 meals a month, 1 for children. Elk River, 1 every other month. Deep Creek Lake, 8 meals per month, 7 for women, 4 for kids. Gunpowder River, 1 meal per month. Middle River, yellow perch, avoid. And that is for because of PCBs. So, if you love to fish and you love to eat fish, I would recommend that you go to the Maryland Department of the Environment. That's mde.state.md.us. And check out your favorite fish on the Fish Advisory Fish Consumption Advisory website. Very interesting. White perch, back river, PCBs. One every other month. One meal of white perch from the back river every other month. From the Bohemia River, two meals a month. The Bush River, three meals a month. And the Chester River and its tributaries, four meals a month. Now, I'm not trying to scare anybody, but there's also another deal on white perch there that talks about some of the tidal rivers and that type of thing. And I'm not going to go through with that whole thing because this is not exactly boring, but or not exactly exciting stuff. But if you love to eat fish and you catch your own, you ought to know where the best eating fish are coming from. And if you are facing any dangers. Now, when I say dangers, the bottom dwelling fish like catfish, carp, and eels, you need to be particularly attentive to. In the other fish, these contaminants like mercury, PCBs, and that type of thing, and pesticides will gather in the fat tissues of the fish. And it's pretty interesting to note that you can eliminate a lot of the problems if you actually believe there are problems. And you know, the Maryland Department of the Environment will err on the side of caution to protect the health of the citizens of Maryland. If the fat in a fish is the belly, so you want to avoid the belly meat. The lateral line, the line that goes down alongside the fish, every fish has a lateral line, and you see that when you fillet a fish, you see that dark meat on both sides of that line. Do your best to cut that out before you cook the fish. Just fillet it right out of there. You may have to split your fillet in half and get that meat out of there. But that is a concentration of fat. That is where all the sensory nerves are in a fish. That's where they sense vibration and potentially hear things through that lateral line in their body that runs the length of their body. So that's that concentration of fat in that darker colored meat or different colored meat. Just trim that off. And then also along the top of the back and along the belly where the fins attach to the body are little pockets of fat where the fins move up and down. So just take that little piece off, both the dorsal fin and the, I don't know what that, the back fin is behind the dorsal fin, what that's called, but just take that off, take the dark meat off along the lateral line and don't eat the belly meat. And you're fine. You've cut down your potential by a lot. So we're just trying to, you know, keep you safe out there. We want you to eat fish. We want you to go fishing. We don't want you to be afraid. We want you to be able to go out and catch fish and eat them and enjoy them and have a good time. But be aware that you can go online, go to the library, have some friend, go to the Maryland Department of the Environment, the MDE website, and you know, just print this whole thing off for you. You can keep it right there in your kitchen or wherever you keep your stuff. And if you're fishing, let's see here, largemouth bass and trout are pretty good. But if you're fishing for things like blue catfish and that type of thing, blue catfish are particularly troublesome. The bigger they get. And channel catfish in some places, too. So, you know, there are areas like the Patapsco River and the Baltimore Harbor where they recommend that you avoid eating channel catfish. Parts of the Potomac River from the 301 bridge to the D.C. line, over 18 inches, avoid them. You know, channel catfish out of the back river, totally avoid them. The Anacostia River, totally avoid them. So, you know, there's also an advisory there for crabs. The main thing on crabs is do not eat crab mustard. And that's where PCBs will accumulate in the crab is the mustard. And I know a lot of people love mustard. But from the Mid-Bay, Middle River to the Patapsco River and Baltimore Harbor, do not eat crab mustard. Other areas of the bay, eat it sparingly. Now, I'm not saying you're going to go out there and eat a half a gallon of crab mustard or, you know, slather crab mustard on a sandwich or anything like that. It's just something, if you like it, eat it sparingly. If you don't know where the crabs come from, if you do, you know, enjoy it. But just be cautious. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Not trying to scare anybody. Just a point of information, putting it out there. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We welcome your calls this morning. We want to talk about what you want to talk about. Just don't sit there and listen to me. Please call and interrupt because, like I said, this show is wide open. And we're, you know, hoping for your phone calls this morning. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 1-800-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680. If you are out of the local Baltimore area. Oh, there we got an emailer that tells me that the next full moon is the 31st of July. So that will be the next crab shed and the next run of soft crabs in the bay. And then, of course, give it a few days after that till the crabs get nice and fat again, nice and full and fat. Give it 10 days or so, and middle of August we should have some really good crabs out there. Let's hope so. That's the game plan anyway. And like I said, crabs are starting to come on a little better than they had been for a while, so that's a good thing. All right, we've got some callers on the line. Let's see who we've got. And, oh, this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. Daddy Cool.
Hey.
What's up, brother?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you?
Yeah. I'd like to say hi to my buddies down at Carroll Island McDonald's. We all go fishing throughout the years and that down to Gunpowder.
Mm-hmm.
And because they closed down C.P. Crane. And I haven't been fishing in a while, but I like to say hi to the Hook Club. It's just a bunch of guys get together.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to say I was a soldier, so I like to give my condolence to the families of the four young Marines that got shot in the line of duty.
Mm-hmm.
And my heart goes out to those families.
Of course.
And I hope we get something done with Fort Howard, open Fort Howard up again for our troops that are coming home and all.
Sounds good.
Hospital.
Yes, sir.
So I listen to you a lot, and I enjoy it. And most of all, I like that hillbilly music.
Oh, yeah? Well, we like playing it.
Yeah. So if you could play a tune or something, I appreciate it.
Any requests out there from the Grooveyard of Forgotten Hits?
Country Roads.
Willie Nelson. We'll see if we can find it.
Okay.
Country. No, that's John Denver. I was thinking On the Road Again. Yeah, let's see if we got John Denver from Country Roads. All right. You got it, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Good work, because you're a really interesting person.
Well, thanks for your kind words, and thank you for your service there, Daddy Cool.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. See ya. Jim in Linthicum, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, Alan. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. What's up?
I have a question for you. I appreciate your help and any information you would have. I'm traveling in the fall to Wyoming for a hunt. I'm going on a pronghorn hunt, and I've never traveled on an aircraft and taken a rifle with me.
Well, you've come to the right place. I did that in 2011. I took my first pronghorn hunt to Wyoming and flew. I assume you're flying rather than driving.
That's correct.
Okay.
And that's one of my concerns is just, you know, what should I expect showing up at an airport with a rifle?
Well, make sure you get yourself a nice case, a good case that's going to keep your rifle protected. And when you go to check that rifle in, they're going to want to see that. So what I would do would be put my ammunition in my check luggage, okay?
Okay.
So you can, they're going to want to open your firearm. They're going to want to inspect it, and they're going to want to give you an inspection certificate on that. So, I mean, you just, all you do is follow the rules. And I would suggest that if whoever, whatever airline you book your flight through, they would be more than welcome. They would be more than glad to show you online what the firearm restrictions are and what you have to do. So, I would leave that open and then ask if you could lock that case after you have it inspected. And I think that's what I did. I locked the case after I had it inspected right there at the, you know, at the baggage check-in.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so they want to see it. They want to put an inspection stick, you know, a paper in there that they checked it, and then you can shut it up and lock it and let it go to the baggage handling area. I had no issues with my firearm once I flew out of BWI. I transferred in Denver. The gun transferred just fine. I flew to, where did I fly to? Somewhere in Wyoming. And, you know, picked up my rental car out there. If I had it to do over again, I don't know what part of Wyoming you're going to, but I would just fly to Denver and rent your car in Denver and drive to Wyoming.
Oh, okay.
I would. I think it just saves a lot of aggravation and an extra airline fee. It's only 3 hours from Denver to where we went in Douglas. So it's not a bad drive, but it's just, you know, a single trip, you know, single, you don't have to connect and, you know, go through all that stuff. If you want to bring the meat back, I brought an entire pronghorn back and two capes in a pretty good sized cooler. And sealed the cooler up with duct tape, and then when I got to the check-in in Wyoming, they wanted to see it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so we pulled the duct tape off and redid it, and it made the flight home just fine. But, you know, I bought the cooler in Wyoming and flew the meat back, but I had, because I hadn't planned on you know, what to do with the meat. But if you've got the money and you don't mind, you can... have that meat shipped back from Wyoming from the processor, and they'll be glad to do that. And I'd just take the cape and put it in. You know, if you kill a nice buck, take the cape and either put it in your carry. You know, have it frozen, put it in your, wrap it good, put it in your carry on, or you know, buy a cooler and check it, something like that. But you know, I got through the process. It was a learning curve, but your question was primarily about the firearm, but you're going to have to bring a trophy back, too, unless you leave it in Wyoming and have it mounted and have the entire thing shipped back.
Yeah, I've traveled before on hunts, but typically in my car, and I've usually used a local taxidermist, just had it shipped back to me.
Yeah, that's, you know, there's one alternative, of course. You know, I like Don Travis, Travis Taxidermy mounted my buck and my trophy doe. And there's something to consider, by the way, for if you want to enhance your trip out there. They have these does. I think about one out of five of them has a little set of horns. They're about 3 or 4 inches long, and that indicates a very mature animal. I think my trophy doe was probably 8 or 9 years old. She had her teeth worn down to nothing.
Wow.
All by herself. She was dry, you know, no fawns or whatever they call a baby antelope. But the license, I think, at that time was $34, and you could buy it over the counter, and you could get 4 of them for antlerless does.
Huh.
So, you know, if you just want, you know, you're going to go out there probably the first day. You're probably going to see a bunch of bucks. However, depending on where you go, they did have a big EHD outbreak in Wyoming. I don't know if you knew that, just like we had here in Maryland with the deer.
No.
Yeah, the EHD affected the pronghorn out there as well. And they lost a lot of antelopes, but that was a couple of years ago. So the population is recovering now. But you'll probably see a dozen bucks or more that you'll want to shoot. And your outfitter will say, no, not high enough, not enough mass, not enough curl, big, you know, the cutters aren't big enough. And just go out the night before your hunt, ask them if you can go out and just ride around and see what's there. And, you know, whether it's in your hunting area or not in your hunting area, and then ask him to show you what you're looking for. And he'll show you. You want height, you want width, you want mass all the way up to the end of the curls, you want a good curl, you want good cutters. You know, I was tickled to death with my antelope because it wasn't a big giant antelope, it wasn't a big tall, antelope with a set of horns like that, but it had a real nice spread. And what I liked about it and what the outfitter liked about it was that the cutters were huge on this antelope, and one turned in and one flared out. And it was kind of a unique looking thing, and I just really enjoyed it. And, you know, another tip about your rifle, once you get there, make sure you have enough ammunition to fire that thing a couple times and make sure it's still on. Cause your shots are typically going to be up from 150 to 300 yards.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting. I'm zeroing it in at 200 yards, and you know, expecting a longer shot.
Yeah, I would make sure you got the ballistics on the whatever ammunition you're using, whatever caliber and ammunition you're using. And there's no harm in sighting it in at 100 yards. But for example, if I were taking my 270. Inch and a quarter high at 100 yards, I'm dead on out to 230. So I know that. I used a 257 Weatherby on mine and sighted in at 100 yards, an inch and a half high. And at 240 where I killed my antelope, I mean, it was one and done. And he was down, and I killed the doe at 190. So it was all pretty easy, you know. But I mean, easy. Once your heart's pumping and you're laying on the ground prone and you got your rifle in the rifle rest and you know the cactus is digging into your knees and you know and it's 85 degrees and you're trying to make a shot. Other than that, it was easy.
Now, could I ask this? Did you use a range finder? I've heard some people recommend doing that.
Oh yeah. Are you on a self-guided hunt or do you have an outfitter?
I have an outfitter.
I got you. Yeah, he'll have all the gear. He'll have binoculars. He'll have a spotting scope. He'll have a range finder, and he'll be ready to go. But I mean, a little portable range finder on your own is not a bad thing to have.
And I'm using a 25-06. Do you think it's a good
perfect
cartridge?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. They're not a big animal. Surprisingly, when you walk up on them, you think they're the size of a white-tailed deer. They're close, but they're more like a yearling than anything. They're a smaller animal than you think. So,
I read that, and I read most people that hunt whitetail wind up shooting over top of them.
Exactly.
Further away.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
Could I ask too? What was the meat like? Was it worth
wonderful?
Home?
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Yeah, I like it. Yep.
Very good.
Yep. A lot of people say, "Oh, it's this or that," but no, I had no problem with it. I loved it. Backstraps are amazing. So.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate the information.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call.
Okay. Take care.
See you. Bye-bye. Mark in Rushtown, you got to hang on there a minute, buddy, because we got to take a little break here. I got to tell the folks about Merrick Backcountry, the ancestral diet dogs go wild for, with a mix of exotic proteins and chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat. Our grain-free recipes made in the USA offer the best nutrition for the dog whose appetite was never domesticated. Merrick Backcountry. They love the wild as much as you do. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Hey, summer's the time for picnics and family get-togethers and camping trips. Summer is corn on the cob, steamed crabs, fresh tomatoes. Summer is cold, juicy melons. You know the Schillinger family at Papa John's Farm? They like to steam their crabs with corn on the cob for a great family dinner. Now, they don't sell crabs at Papa John's. They like to get them, but they do use their own really, really sweet corn, and they steam it in with the crabs. They put that crab seasoning and butter on the corn when they get oh, man. Hot corn with crab spice. You can't. If you enjoy your time outdoors with great taste and food, head to Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn. At their enormous produce barn, their own tasty, super sweet corn, homegrown tomatoes are ready. Their squash, zucchini, peppers, onions, green beans, cucumbers, and everything else. Mouthwatering cantaloupes and sweet, sweet mouthwatering watermelons, too. My mouth's watering right now. Papa John's Farm is located off I-97 at exit 12, 8065 New Cut Road in Severn. Call 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm is open every day, Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7, Sunday 9 to 6. That phone number again, 410-969-8810. Visit Schillinger, Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. Hey, you're getting ready to go crabbing. Well, I got to tell you, for every variety of crab traps, crab pots, trot lines, crab nets, crab seasoning, crab steamers. Where are you going to get all that stuff? Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Your crabbing headquarters right here in Maryland. You name it, they've got it. They've got the bait. They've got the, well, you heard me say it. Everything and anything for crabbing and fishing at Clyde Sports Shop. Give them a call, 410-242-6108. Talked to Billy yesterday. He said, call the fishing hotline because there's some good information on there on where the fish are biting. 410-247-3474. 247-FISH is a 24-hour fishing hotline at Clyde Sports Shop.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Mark Levin. To take back the country, turn on your radio every weeknight at 7. 3 hours of the most important issues of our time only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Take to the highway, won't you lend me your name? Your way and my way seem to be one and the same. Mama don't understand it. She wants to know where I've been. I have to be some kind of natural born fool to wanna pass that way again. But you know I could feel it.
Let's talk to Mark in Reisterstown. Good morning, Ross. Mark, how you doing this morning, buddy?
Good morning, Alan. How you doing?
I'm hanging. What's up?
Oh, that's good. I mean, you were saying you wanted people to call in to keep you talking.
Keep me talking, man.
Yeah, because you said your show prep wasn't that good.
It wasn't. It was terrible this year. I just showed up this morning. I mean, today.
Well, apparently, yep. You're getting the calls.
That's the idea. So what's up?
And also, you're very educational. I want to tell you that. So I wanted to talk about crabs, and here's my question.
Yeah.
This might sound like a stupid question, but my mom always said, hey, it's only a stupid question if you don't ask it.
So. Right.
Anyway, one time I ate a soft crab, and it was the only time I ever ate a soft crab. I really, you know, I didn't like it that much.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know, maybe, you know, you could educate me a little bit. What makes a soft crab edible in its entirety as opposed to a, you know, like a blue crab where, you know...
Well, the question I have to ask you is, did you prepare the soft crab yourself?
No, I bought it at a, you know, supermarket, and, you know, they did all the preparation themselves.
Now, they cleaned the crab? You know, you have to clean a soft crab.
Yeah, they did.
Okay. I guess the what I would tell you is if you didn't like it, it was probably the way it was cooked. Mm-hmm. It can be an acquired taste. No, I've had soft crabs. I had some deep fried soft crabs this year that were succulent.
Are they supposed to be crispy? Because that was a thing. I felt like I was eating an insect.
Oh, yeah. You got a crab that was not really a true soft crab. You got what was called a paper shell.
Oh.
And what had happened was that crab, you understand, when you buy soft crabs, these crabs are alive. Okay? So that's why they keep them in wet newspaper, keep them in the cooler. They keep them cold so that shell doesn't harden. But it really, that shell starts to harden in just a couple of hours after that soft crab is shed out of the shell. So what had happened was that crab had sat for too long and started, that back shell had started to get hard like they do.
Mm.
It started to turn into a hard crab rather than a soft crab. So what I would recommend is you go somewhere that just sheds them, and if, you know, if they're going to prepare them right away, they'll freeze them. And, you know, when you thaw them out, you can freeze a soft crab very easily. With the, you know, if you get a frozen one, it's usually because it's, you know, it's fresh frozen, and it's stopped that process. But if you get a live soft crab, make sure you, hey, I'd like to see that soft crab, and you can tell if that back shell has started to get a little crinkly. Okay. So that's the problem. You ate an older soft crab, and what I mean by that, the crab had been allowed to harden up in the case or whatever for a few hours, so you don't want that.
Well, that's good to know, because I wanted to give soft crabs another chance.
Yeah.
So you're saying that when I bite into it, I mean, what kind of texture should I, like, expect to feel in a good one when I bite into it?
Just a little bit tougher than crab meat, but not that crunchy paper. You know, not like you're trying to chew through a piece of wax paper.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Excellent.
Okay.
Very good.
You got it.
I appreciate it.
All right, Mark. And try deep fried.
I will do that.
All right, buddy. See you. Thank you. There he goes. Hey, talking about soft crabs, NBS Seafood of 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, stocked with Maryland crabs. Maryland crabs this weekend, that's for sure. Don't forget, he sheds his own soft crabs in his own tanks with his own water blend. They are purged, and I'll tell you, it makes all the difference in the taste. NBS Seafood carries white perch and jumbo golf shrimp and scallops and fresh crab meat and a variety of other seafood items, and they have the spice to make your seafood taste great. So NBS Seafood, the phone number is 410-271-3202. If you want to call for the prices, I'm sure they're good. They're open Thursday, Friday, and Mondays from 2 to 7, today 10 to 7, and tomorrow noon to 5. NBS will accept Visa, MasterCard, EBT, and cash. They are located at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, just next to Jim Donny RV. Any questions, 410-271-3202 for NBS. That stands for Noble Stuff Seafood, that's for sure. Let me tell you one more time about Merrick Backcountry. And I did talk to the manager at Petco the other day, and I'll tell you that story next hour. Merrick Backcountry, for dogs whose taste buds are still wild. We add chunks of real freeze-dried raw meat to grain-free, high-protein kibble made in the USA with no ingredients from China. Merrick Backcountry is the ancestral diet preferred by dogs who prefer the outdoors. Merrick Backcountry, they love the wild as much as you do. Okay, good. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And that little break in the action allows me to tell you one more time about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. It's a free year-round tournament hosted by Maryland DNR Fisheries Service for every recreational fisherman in Maryland and every recreational angler. We have to be politically correct here. Yeah, fisher. If you say fisherman, you have to say fisherwoman, you know, and fisher child and fisher American and whatever. Eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the Chesapeake and west to the mountain streams and even Deep Creek Lake, where my grandson will be this coming week, including more than 67 species of fish in five categories, freshwater, Chesapeake Bay and tidal, Atlantic coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. There's a youth division, too, and that's connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. Now, you catch a fish of a notable specified size. You get your angler award certificate, an invitation to the grand finale in September, where you could win a Tracker marine boat package, an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shops and Bill's Outdoor Center, and even a share of $25,000 in cash prizes. The fish are biting right now, Deep Creek, in the Potomac, Eastern Shore Ponds, bright western trout streams, under the Chesapeake Bay Bridge and above, and in the deep Atlantic waters of Ocean City. Now is not the time to stay indoors. Go fish! Official rules online at dnr.maryland.gov/fisheries, the Maryland Fishing Challenge. And we're back. We're back. Got a couple emails I have to answer during the break, and we made it through the first hour with your help, and we hope we can make it through the second hour with your help. Keep those emails coming. Keep those phone calls coming in. You can even text me if you know my number. And I'm not giving it out on the air. Sorry. It could be, yes. So we'll get back to you for sure sometime or another. But on my buddy John B., I'll get back to you on email. And thank you, Morgan, for your email on the full moon. We appreciate that. And so more to come here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine, the free magazine all about Maryland crabbing, is out. Yesterday was the first day of distribution. If you're looking for it, go to Clyde's, go to Chesapeake Outdoors, go to any place between Clyde's and Chesapeake Outdoors. And from there, it's a number of shops on Kent Island, the seafood places over there, and all the way up to Church Hill, Elkton, the entire northeast corridor along 40. You'll find it up there. The back cover is the folks at Madonna Seafood up in Whitehall. They've got a big stack of them, so if you're looking for it, and it's also online at MD, that's Maryland, MD Loves, L-O-V-E-S, crabs.com. We welcome you to see it online, see it in person. A lot of good stuff. We hope you enjoy it. And there's the music, by the way, which means I got to get out of here for a few minutes for the news, and we'll be right back after that. Get out, stay out, stay safe.